here's a story from The World.
It may feel like it's been forever, but we're only about a year into dealing with COVID-19, and there's so much scientists still don't know about it. That's also true for viruses that have been around for decades, like Ebola. As The World's Ilana Gordon reports, scientists recently uncovered findings that are changing the way they understand how Ebola works.
In January of this year, a nurse in a rural part of the West African nation of Guinea died. After her burial, five of her family members and a traditional practitioner she had been in contact with all got really sick. Four of them died. Dr. Faali Magasuba says this was alarming.
Blood was taken from them and sent to our laboratory who detected the Ebola virus.
It was Ebola, something he and others had feared. Magasuba runs a national virus testing lab in Guinea.
So much worried because we remember what happened in 2014.
In 2014, a massive Ebola outbreak swept through West Africa. It made nearly 30,000 people sick and killed more than 10,000. This new outbreak in Guinea was discovered not too far from a center of that earlier one. The samples Magasuba reviewed this winter were the first positive cases of Ebola in 5 years. Guinea declared a new outbreak in February. Here's WHO's Africa Director, Matsidiso Moeti.
Our collective quick action is crucial to avert an uncontrolled spread of Ebola amid the COVID-19 pandemic, which has already pushed health workers and health facilities to the edge.
Investigators started doing Ebola contact tracing. Thousands of Ebola vaccines were sent to the region. But as that was happening, Magasuba and two other international teams got to work. They wanted to know, where did this outbreak come from? An animal? A human? Ahidu Ayuba is a self-described virus hunter based in France with the University of Montpellier and was part of the effort. He says step one was to sequence or map out the virus. And that's where they discovered something really surprising.
We found that it was very close to the strain that has caused the outbreak in Guinea 5 years ago.
Here's why this was weird. Viruses naturally mutate as they replicate and spread. But it turns out this new Ebola sample was nearly identical to the genetic makeup of a virus variant from 2016.
If there had been a transmission occurring at very low level, the virus should have changed even a little bit. But what we see is that it is just like no change. It is as if it was the same strain. The first thing we thought was that we had a lab contamination.
As in, did this specimen stored in a lab somehow get out by accident? Ayuba and others ruled that out fast because no labs were nearby. They also ruled out transmission from an animal because of certain characteristics they saw in the virus. Still, he and others couldn't believe what they were seeing. Another team repeated the sequencing and...
same results as us.
It's as if the virus had been sleeping and woke up to infect another person. This possibility led to another question. Could the recent outbreak have been triggered by someone who had Ebola back in 2016? And then had a persistent or latent infection?
For whom, for some reason, the virus restarted replicating and then to be transmissible.
The scientists recently posted their findings and raised this hypothesis. Dr. Nahid Bedelia runs a special pathogens unit at Boston Medical Center. She was part of the Ebola response during the 2016 West Africa outbreak.
It is a big deal. It's something we've suspected for a while, but it's a big deal.
Bedelia says it's been known for a long time that a very small portion of people who survive Ebola may still carry the virus after, but that it could potentially linger for this long a period of time is new. She says it's humbling to realize how much people in public health still don't know about Ebola. It speaks to a lack of investment and major gaps in healthcare systems. The virus was first identified in 1976.
The fact that we don't know more about it, the fact that we didn't know already that this could happen, that survivors could be affected by this disease for such a long period of time, that they could potentially be a source, an index case for a new cluster of cases, that's on us.
Researchers in Guinea are cautious about the preliminary findings, and they're deeply concerned about the impact they could have on people who have survived Ebola. A vast majority of survivors are not infectious, though in some cases it can spread through semen or breast milk. But this is a group that is highly stigmatized already. Frederic Lemarcy has been in the region interviewing people and is part of the research team.
It may be easily possible that survivors would be again targeted as the problem, the people with whom the problem comes. They may be chased out of their own communities.
Lemarcy says with this latest Ebola outbreak in Guinea, one thing above all needs to be clear. It's that survivors are not the problem. They are not the virus. But if the virus can come back after 5 years, that's a call for more support for communities impacted by Ebola. For The World, I'm Alana Gordon. From PRX.